are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, insurance companies may actually be helping the gun control movement by not insuring businesses that allow concealed carries or schools that allow concealed carries. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a Florida woman has just been sentenced to 20 years in prison when she fired warning shots to prevent her husband from attacking her, her allegedly abusive husband. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, I guess, while we're watching the George Zimmerman trial, the Fort Hood massacre trial has been going on, where Hassan, Nidal Malik Hassan, I guess the defense of his case is going on now in terms of the Fort Hood shooting that killed 13 and wounded dozens more. All right. Then, if we have time, I also want to talk about how airport scanners, another report has come out saying the airport scanners pose little radiation risk. All right. And I think we're talking about those big airport scanners, those full body scanners. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a story I wanted to get to in the previous hour was how more than 60% of our dishwashers contain harmful fungi. Now, we know that dishwashers can, you know, harbor mold and fungus, etc., right? Because it's warm, it's damp, etc. Now, usually your dishwasher should dry out. But many times what we do is we close it up. We close up our dishwasher. We take out our dishes, we close it up so things can't get into it. Researchers found that the warm, damp environment in dishwashers is ideal for the growth of Exophiala, Rhodotorula, and Candida parapsilosis. These are yeast-like species that can be harmful to people, causing lung disease, infections, etc. Now, the study was published in the journal Medical Mycology. Okay, don't break down the newsstand to buy this one. I'm sure you'll be able to get it through the mail. Medical Mycology. And it saw dishwashers across the world tested for fungi and revealed that 62% contained these species. And what happens if you breathe it in? Well, the fungi could, according to Daily Mail, colonize in the lungs, cause infections, obviously, that are difficult to treat. When you go to the doctor for a lung infection, you usually get a Z-Pak, right? Or you're told it's viral. Fungal comes next on the list, right, when we you're not getting better. It's not usually the first thing we think about. And I always urge my medical students, if the cough is different, something's not right, try to get an X-ray then right away. Sometimes on the X-ray, a fungal pneumonia can have a look to it. Not always. Researchers found that the rubber seals in dishwasher doors are a perfect breeding ground for fungi and that some types such as Exophiala prefer those. They also looked at, I guess, which type of fungi like to thrive in salty conditions, etc. And, you know, if you take, let's say, antibiotics, if you're a diabetic, if you have cystic fibrosis, you're going to be more inclined to skin and lung infections. So what can you do to reduce the amount of fungus? They say baking soda, vinegar, bleach can all eliminate the fungi. Once a month, they recommend to remove the racks from the machine, wash them with hot water before wiping down the inside out and allowing it to dry thoroughly. How many of you guys clean out the racks of your dishwasher? You don't. Now, I know what some of you do. Maybe you'll see a little ketchup stain, so you'll take your sponge from the kitchen, that wet, damp sponge that's been sitting there for days at the bottom of the sink. You'll take it, you'll wipe off the ketchup. What you don't see won't kill you, and that's it. No, they're saying you really need to clean those suckers down, okay? Then they also recommend to run the dishwasher on a hot setting with a small glass bowl of vinegar, kind of like a douche, right, on the top rack before running it again with a cup of baking soda poured on the floor of the machine. Before using it again, you should then run the dishwasher with a normal dishwasher cleaner. So basically, once a month, you kind of do these steps. I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, some of you guys come in with some real weird disease, weird infections. And I'm like, how in heaven's name did you get this? Who would have thought? Maybe it's from the dishwasher. Who knew? Problem is if we're going to do this with our dishwasher, what else do we need to be doing? What else do we need to be cleaning out? Do we need to be cleaning out our washing machine? I see what goes into the washing machine. You know, my kids, they throw their clothes on the ground. Maybe there's some skid marks. Maybe there aren't. Cats sniff around. I have a male cat. Male cat likes to pee up everything. Right? Who knows? I don't like to smell the dirty laundry because I'm afraid of getting skid mark on my nose. So I'll throw everything into the washer. Who knows? There could be urine, poop. I mean, think about it. Dirty underwear. Imagine what's on dirty underwear. I mean, should we be maybe, you know, doing some sort of a baking soda, vinegar, you know, douche-like rinse in the washing machine? You know, let it run without the clothes. I don't know. Toothbrushes. We should just throw out the toothbrushes. I would just throw them out after a couple weeks of use. I don't really, you know, although I know many of us have, you know, toothbrushes from the Clinton administration. And then, no, Clinton didn't hand them out like Obama phones. I'm just saying that, you know, we've had the, you know, toothbrushes for a while. Makeup brushes, you're supposed to be throwing those suckers out, right? Lipstick, I have lipstick from the 1980s. I don't wear it, but I just think it's cool that I got some hot pink stuff from the 1980s, from my Madonna days. I'm trying to think what else we'll need to clean. I mean, toilet seats, Lord have mercy, those things. I mean, usually we clean the toilet seats pretty well, right? You know, but what else do we use on a routine basis? I always tell people to throw out the sponge, you know, in their kitchen, refrigerator. By the way, speaking of refrigerator, I'm sick and tired of these ants that are trying to escape the heat coming into my kitchen. All right. And, of course, we bought a little bit of cake and they just, you know, stormed up that cake. It was, you remember the Lord of the Rings, right? In the third Lord of the Rings movie where those green dead soldiers were fighting with Aragorn and you saw them just kind of take over everything as they, that's what these ants did to this cake. Put everything in the fridge because these ants that are escaping the heat are going to, I don't know if you guys have any problems with ants, but I am. I'm sick of it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So CBS News is reporting that a Florida woman who fired warning shots against her allegedly abusive husband has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Marissa Alexander of Jacksonville, Florida, had said the state stand your ground law should apply to her because she was defending herself against her allegedly abusive husband when she fired warning shots inside her home in August 2010. She told police it was to escape a brutal beating by her husband against whom she had already taken out a protective order. CBS affiliate WETV reports a circuit court judge, James Daniel, handed down the sentence Friday. Under Florida's mandatory minimum sentencing requirements, Alexander could receive a lesser sentence, even though she has never been in trouble with the law before. Judge Daniel said the law did not allow for extenuating or mitigating circumstances to reduce the sentence below the 20-year minimum. What is going on here? Alexander was convicted of attempted murder after she rejected a plea deal for a 3-year prison sentence. She said she did not believe she did anything wrong. She was recently denied a new trial after appealing to the judge to reconsider her case based on the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. The law states that the victim of a crime does not have to attempt to run for safety and can immediately retaliate in self-defense. Alexander's attorney said she was clearly defending herself and should not have to spend the next two decades behind bars. Apparently, it's drawn support from domestic abuse advocates. And, of course, it, you know, brings up, you know, the subject of the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. Now, we don't have any more facts on this case. I wish we did. Because when I think of warning shots, okay, when I was in my CCW class, I mean, they don't teach you how to do a warning shot, but it's assumed your warning shots are shots to the ceiling, right? You'd shoot shots to the ceiling. Now, I remember thinking, when we were talking about this, I don't want to shoot to the ceiling if the kid's bedroom is up there. I would probably want to shoot towards a, I guess towards like a backyard wall that would hopefully end in a field or something like that. Because I'm always worried about stray bullets. You know, but what I mean, when you're thinking your life is in jeopardy, etc., okay? You know, but if let's say these were warning shots, and she decided to shoot them up towards the ceiling, that should be pretty easy evidence. But if the shots that were fired appeared to be more angled or directed, I don't know. I mean, you know, you could fire warning shots. A warning shot is a shot that you fire purposely missing somebody. Right? I mean, should she get 20 years in jail? Now, of course, the reason why she got that is obviously somebody didn't believe her story that she was trying to protect herself against her abusive husband. Okay, I don't know why there was a violation of the protective order. I don't know why they were in the same vicinity, etc. But if you can't fire warning shots anymore, this really changes the way people have to, I guess, protect themselves. I mean, I when somebody was in my house at 2 a.m. and everybody was asleep and I had my gun, I was prepared to fire the warning shots. I knew where the kids were sleeping, so I knew that where I would fire the warning shots would be up. I was prepared for that, ready to go. They heard me that, you know, when I said I had the gun, guy left, was later met by police, etc. But at least he got out of my house and my family was safe. I was very happy to have my gun. I was ready to fire any warning shots, etc. But if you could go to jail for firing warning shots, I am assuming that the reason why she's getting 20 years in jail is because they didn't think it was a warning shot. They thought that she actually tried to murder him. I don't know. But if she really is innocent and she was firing warning shots to get him to back up so she wouldn't have to shoot him, you know, what are we supposed to do? The reason why I have my gun is to protect me, is to protect my family. And I am very well aware that I have options. I could shoot the person that is coming towards us, or I could try to fire a warning shot. Hopefully that'll scare them off. You have options. But if you're going to go to jail anyway for firing a warning shot for attempted murder, then maybe aim for the, what was that movie, Harlem Nights, for the pinky toe? Maybe aim for a foot. Or aim for a leg. I don't know. This changes the whole, all our training for self-defense. This now changes everything. If you could go to jail, honestly, for self-defense, but not even self-defense, for shooting warning shots, then I guess shoot them in the leg. Then there will be, you probably have a better case. Somebody coming towards you, you shoot them in the leg, you contact the police, you get yourself out of there because they're obviously still alive and could try to kill you, and say man's down, but I purposely shot them in a place where I wouldn't give him a mortal wound because he was coming after me. My guess is the sentence would be less. 20 years in jail for warning shots. What the hell are we supposed to do? This makes no sense. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of politics behind these cases now, such as the Stand Your Ground defense. The Stand Your Ground defense, I believe, is not going to be used in the George Zimmerman trial because politically it's a dirty word. Okay, the Stand Your Ground defense now has such a bitter taste in everybody's mouth because that had been used to acquit George Zimmerman in the first place, when he had shot Trayvon Martin, that now everybody's afraid to use it. Well, then, if that law is going to later be repealed, what the heck are we supposed to do in self-defense? This is crazy. Now, what's been going on with the George Zimmerman trial? Well, early this morning before I started my show, they had a lead forensic pathologist, Dr. Vincent D. Mayo. And he's, I guess, an expert on gunshot wounds, etc. And, you know, they spent a lot of time going through his credentials. And he has an extremely colorful resume, very highly decorated resume. And he had explained very interestingly, although I don't know how the mother was able to handle it, and I think the mother had to leave the courtroom, but he explained what happens with gunshot wounds and the powder and how you could get a powder tattoo from the powder that inlays into the skin, and that the clothing should also have sediments, but if the powder went through the clothing as opposed to being, you know, because there was a close impact as opposed to being a far away impact, you'd see then more powder on the clothing. He explained all that. And what he had concluded, I'm not sure how the cross-examination went, but how he had concluded is the gun was pressed up against George Zimmerman, but not all the way to the chest. It was pressed against the clothing. And the bullet had traveled a couple inches from the clothing to the body. In terms of how they are able to determine what happened to the clothing, the science behind what happens to the clothing during a gunshot wound versus what happens to the body. And they saw that the clothing was pretty unscathed except for the hole. But then the body had the gunshot wound, and then bleeding surrounding it, tissue damage surrounding it from the force. And he had explained the reason why that happened, as opposed to putting a gun up to a chest and the gas or the powder spraying along the clothes and not tattooing the skin, is the clothes were away from the chest at the time. All right, and when would clothes be away from your body? When you're leaning over. So Dr. DeMayo, the forensic pathologist, had explained to the jury how Trayvon Martin had to have been leaning over at the time of the gunshot wound. And if he was leaning over, then he wasn't on his back like the prosecution claims. He wasn't supine. He was leaning over Trayvon Martin, and Trayvon Martin therefore shot him from underneath. It hit the clothes. Trayvon Martin's clothes were wet, because it was a rainy day, the clothes would even lean more out. Wet clothes would be hanging. And that's how he believes the shot was done. So he basically testified about the wet clothes being hanging, the gun being 2 to 4 inches away from the skin. He testified that because of the rain, the DNA evidence found on Martin's hooded sweatshirt could have been sullied because of the rain, damaging certain DNA evidence. And I believe he also said that Trayvon Martin could have lived anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes after the shot, because the heart is still pumping blood, etc. And so when we come back, we'll talk about what this means, as well as get some more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So just to kind of conclude what today's testimony was by the forensic pathologist, Dr. DiMeo, he also testified that the lacerations to the back of George Zimmerman's head was consistent with his head striking a concrete sidewalk. He identified six separate impacts to Zimmerman's face and head and said the nose trauma was probably due to somebody being punched or punched to the face. And I like to watch the medical testimony. It's still a tragedy to, you know, be talking about somebody who's deceased, you know, but this case is so crucial. Because this is a case that the president of the United States got involved in. When the president got involved and said, if I had a son, he would probably look like Trayvon Martin. I think that's what he said. Right. Look like Trayvon Martin. I was really shocked that a president would get involved at that level without knowing any of the facts. All right. At the time, we all thought Trayvon Martin was a little 10-year-old kid or 12-year-old kid. That's what we were looking at, you know, I even made the same mistake. You know, I'm like, you know, what happened? Why was a kid shot, you know, by somebody with a CCW? I just didn't understand that. And then all of a sudden, you see the facts come out. And what's so crucial and pivotal about a case like this is it exemplifies the fact that we're not getting the full story from the media at all times. I mean, look at what happened with the Supreme Court decision, right, with Obamacare. Last year, I'm at Fox 5 News, and we're getting from the AP and we're getting from our news outlets, Obamacare is unconstitutional. So, boom, I tweet that, I Facebook that, we're about to broadcast that. And then, of course, in the ruling, as they read further, Chief Justice Roberts says, okay, look, even though it's unconstitutional, this is what you could do to make it constitutional, make it a tax, et cetera. All right. You know, we assume that the media is giving us all the proper information at the right time. And what's a big criticism and what's a big downfall of the media is everybody is trying to rush to be the first one to break a story. I even sometimes feel that pressure. You know, I can't give you guys a medical headline or give you medical news or even any news after being the 200th person that does it. Okay, it makes it look like you were lagging behind. So there's always this rush in the media to make sure we're giving you the information immediately. But when you do that, you sometimes don't get all the facts. There's been a lot of talk over how horrible this must be for the parents, okay, to have to sit through this type of trial. Listening to the gunshot wound, how it affected Trayvon, looking at the body, looking at his chest, with the bullet hole in it, absolutely, no doubt. This has got to be extremely trying on the parents. And Pierce Morgan had interviewed Omara, the defense attorney, on, you know, why would you cross-examine the father about his account of the 911 call? How could you do that to a grieving father, etc.? And the defense attorney was trying to explain, and I'm not saying this in defense of the defense attorney or in defense of the prosecution, etc., but the defense attorney had said, look, when the story broke, there were so many inconsistencies that were out there that they basically now have to overcome that obstacle. Obviously, the jury saw what was going on over the last year or two in the media. We did also. The very first couple days, all right, we were under the impression that a little kid got shot by a vigilante. And that's what we believed, and everybody thought George Zimmerman was guilty until more facts came out. And you're like, okay, wait a second, what's going on again? And then we're like, okay, hold on, there was a fight? What? What? All right, and then you hear that the prosecution was deleting information. Somebody got fired from the prosecution's case, but that's about it. The evidence was being deleted. All right, and so there are certain pictures and certain pieces of evidence that won't be brought to this trial because somebody on the prosecution deleted it from Trayvon Martin's phone. So then you start seeing this happen. And then, unfortunately, there were some discrepancies where Trayvon Martin's father had listened to the 911 tape and had reported he can't tell. He doesn't think that's Trayvon Martin's voice. And then later testimony, yes, later accounts, yes, it is his voice. And so it's horrible to see any parent have to sit through a trial, let alone be on the witness stand, okay, you know, when it comes to the death of their child. But we have a case here where if George Zimmerman was in a self-defense situation, okay, I mean, is he allowed to have the protection of the truth? And is the defense allowed to extract the truth? You know, we like to think that law is very cut and dry and very objective. We like to think that medicine is very objective. And it makes us very upset when we see bias, when we see politics, when we see manipulation. It makes us extremely nervous. And what's frustrating is if George Zimmerman was guilty, okay, the prosecution side or people against George Zimmerman didn't have to have those inconsistencies. The case should stand on its own. And so the reason why this case is so critical and the reason why it's getting all the coverage is if George Zimmerman is guilty, we have an issue with the Stand Your Ground law, where he was not immediately incarcerated, there wasn't an immediate trial, etc., that the Stand Your Ground law may have some faults to it, and obviously some flaws, and that, you know, you have a neighborhood watch person that went rogue. Do we need to reevaluate neighborhood watch? Do we have to reevaluate CCW training, et cetera? Or if George Zimmerman is innocent, then do we have the issue of the country is trying somebody through the media prior to them getting a fair share or their fair day in court? This is something that is so crucial. Both sides of this, all of us are find something so relevant in this case, because it's definitely going to change the way things are done later. Okay? I mean, if George Zimmerman is found innocent, okay, or if George Zimmerman is acquitted of the murder charges, but then charged with a manslaughter, let's say, or convicted of a manslaughter charge as a compensatory, if you will, as a, I forget the word that they've been using, where you, you know, where both sides seem to agree to. It's a very easy word. I apologize, not the tip of my tongue. But to placate the masses, throwing another charge of manslaughter at him, then it shows that the law is very politically driven, and it's very public opinionly driven. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, that's why a jury of the peers. Well, the jury is supposed to be coming in there very objective. And from what even defense attorneys are saying, even liberal media is saying, the prosecution is having a tough time with this one. So if the prosecution is having a tough time with this one, and he is acquitted of murder charges, then it would seem that he would be acquitted. But you're seeing reports saying, are they going to let him walk free? Of course, George Zimmerman was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Yes, in retrospect, he shouldn't have been in a situation where he could have been accosted. 911 operator told him not to follow him. This could have all been avoided. He could have prevented being in harm's way, and thus Trayvon Martin would not have been shot. Okay, absolutely, hands down. But is the law the law, and does the law stand? Did he commit a crime if he was in self-defense? Now, if he becomes acquitted, there's going to be huge political outpour and huge political demands and public opinion demands to get rid of the Stand Your Ground law. Stand Your Ground law, my guess is it's already dead in the water because so many people hate it, okay? But now we have a woman going to jail, right, for firing warning shots. Okay, what's going to happen to self-defense? 1-877, and I'm not saying that's what George Zimmerman did. He might be guilty. But if he is innocent, then what happens to self-defense laws? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Last night, the three women who were held captive in Cleveland, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, actually made a YouTube video, and I posted that on my Facebook and Twitter for you to see, where they are thanking everybody for the support and all the funds that they have been given. They look phenomenal. They looked very good, considering what they went through. And I think it was very relieving for us to see them in this video. It's a very short video. Like I said, I have it on my Facebook and on the Twitter. They looked very positive. They look like this isn't going to stop their life. I mean, Michelle Knight, it looked like she might have sustained some prior facial trauma, but she had a phenomenal attitude. She looked very good. These women, beautiful women, their hair was done. Their makeup looked phenomenal. They seemed very confident. And very empowered, and it was phenomenally done. I'm very glad they did that, for many of us that have been worried about how they were doing, thinking some of them were still in the hospital or not been, and they look like that, you know, they were going to be all right. Of course, they still have a lot of healing to do. They're still asking for privacy, but, it was just fascinating to watch, and it just, it was very enlightening to know that these guys have a positive outlook considering the torture that they went through, both psychologically and physically. So I urge you to take a look at that. Now, in medical news, another report has come out on these airport scanners, these full body scanners, and they say that the amount of radiation you are exposed to with these full body scanners are extremely low. They say people absorb less radiation while undergoing the scan than they do while waiting in line to be scanned, according to the American Association of Physicists in Medicine. The investigators took readings from two full-body scanners in active use at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, as well as seven other scanners that were not in active use. The scanners deliver a radiation dose equivalent to what a person typically receives every 1.8 minutes on the ground or every 12 seconds during an airplane flight. They say this means that a person would have to receive more than 22,500 scans a year to reach the standard maximum safe yearly dose of radiation. So they think that you know, with that perspective, maybe people will calm down a little bit about the scanners. They say the effective radiation dose received by a passenger during screening is comparable to what that same passenger will receive in 12 seconds during the flight itself, or from 2 minutes to natural radiation exposure. Because there's radon in the air, there's cosmic radiation in space, there's decay of potassium in the human body. These are causes of these are natural sources of radiation, according to drugs.com. Doses of radiation, of course, are higher in an airplane because of altitude, which is why we really watch for skin cancer in our pilots, because of them being there with the open windows and being up at the higher altitude. You got less atmosphere to protect you from the rays. So, you know, those big, huge scanners we don't see in many airports, the full-body scanners. There's these other scanners that use ultrasound. Those are not the ones we're talking about. And then the metal detectors we're not talking about. And you know, my thinking is originally with those full-body scanners, I had one done. I didn't like, you know, having any more radiation than I already have. So for me, after having one of them done and seeing how long it took, I decided to just, you know, go ahead and have the pad down. But the other ones, and you're seeing more and more the ones where it just kind of circulates around you, those are supposed to be non-radiation. It's supposed to be ultrasound. But what's very interesting is I'm finding they're not making kids go through that. They're making kids go through the metal detector. And so, you know, my guess is there's been enough people kind of complaining that they don't want to go through those. My problem is if these scanners really found what needs to be found, okay, but they can't. That panty bomber, remember a few Christmases ago, that had the powder, you know, in the in his genital area. You know, if the scanner doesn't go up and in there, you know, if it's only looking at you from the front and back, but not from under your legs, I still think things could get missed. But, I mean, they are right. The radiation of you just standing in line, the radiation of you being on a plane is much more than the scanner. But for those of you that say, look, I want as little radiation as possible, then, you are getting some radiation. But those are those big, huge, rectangular-type scanners. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sliced bread turns 85 years old. Otto Frederick Rohweder sliced bread back 85 years, or back, I think it was July 7th, 1928, is when the first pre-sliced bread hit the shelves. He also invented a way to keep bread fresh by wrapping it in wax paper. All right? Then a slicer had become a couple years later in most homes by the 1930s. So, what's interesting is there's an article here from Lifestyle, I guess perthnow.com, and it talks about some of the best inventions since sliced bread. I wanted to say dental floss, but the history of dental floss goes back to the 1800s. So I can't say dental floss, even though that would be my favorite invention. That doesn't count because that was after sliced bread. So sliced bread came out in the late 20s. And then bread slicers, common in people's homes in the 30s. Pretty cool stuff. The corkscrew, bottle opener and wing corkscrew came out in 1939. All right? Able to open up, 1939 was when the wing corkscrew was first invented, and so it allowed people to be able to open up their wine easier. Refrigerators from the 1940s helped keep the meat fresh, lettuce crisp, even though some of us had to have a crisper. So some of you think that the refrigerator was one of the best things to come out since sliced bread. Two-ply toilet paper came out in 1942. All right. It was invented before 1928. The Chinese had it around since the 6th century. But I guess Great Britain took it one step forward in 1942 when St. Andrews Paper Mill introduced the first two-ply toilet paper. So I guess we have to thank Great Britain for that. Those hoists where you could put your laundry on to air dry since the 1940s. It was these clothes liners. I guess you would think that would have been older than the 1940s, but I guess Australian innovators came up with this one during wartime, and I guess you could put up your underwear, your clothes, whatever in full view by letting it dry out. Interesting. Velcro. Guess what year Velcro came out? Velcro came out in 1948. Velcro. Yeah, I don't have too much more information on that, but the history of Velcro to me would be pretty easy. Microwave came out in the 1950s. Microwave, 1954, even though most of us used microwaves in the late 70s, early 80s, back in the 1950s, a man called Percy LeBaron Spencer of the Raytheon Company came up with the idea of using microwave energy for food. Sticky things to put up posters, etc., called blue tack, came out in the 1970s. Post-it notes came out in 1974, invented by 3M's Art Fry. That's why you always see 3M on post-it notes. Yeah, post-it notes, smart invention. The Simpsons, they have on this list. Simpsons said it's the greatest thing since sliced bread because it's one of the only TV shows in modern time that carries equal appeal for children and adults since 1989. I'm not sure why else. Secondly, I guess it double-teamed with Atari, Nintendo, and Saga so it could distract kids instead of video games. And then Google in 1997. Those are the greatest inventions since sliced bread. Oh, wait a second. Don't forget Dr. Dahlia Show. Yep, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be safe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.